This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Tuesday, October 10th. God's word for you today is Godly Mind. Our scripture reading is taken from Romans chapter 12, verse 2, and it says, "Do not allow this world to mold you in its own image. Instead, be transformed from the inside out by renewing your mind. As a result, you will be able to discern what God wills and whatever God finds good, pleasing, and complete." Sometimes, when we think about God transforming us, we imagine that thunder will strike from heaven and the whole earth will shake. But the Bible says, God transforms us by changing the way we think. It is the small things that nobody sees that brings about the big things that everybody wants. Do you want to know God's will for you? Renew your mind in the Word of God. Change it. Do you want to have a peace of mind and a healthy mind? Isaiah chapter 26 verse 3 says, "You will keep in perfect peace all who trust in you, all whose thoughts are fixed on you." This is the key to a healthy and peaceful mind. When you fix your thoughts on God, you have peace in your mind. If you do not have peace in your mind, in your relationships and finances, it means that your thoughts are not fixed on God. The truth is, the more you focus on the Word of God, the more peace you have in mind. Have you been praying for peace of mind? God is giving you the key today. If you want peace of mind, focus on God's Word. Science tells us that the first 5 to 10 minutes of our waking moments, the first 5 to 10 minutes of our day, mostly determine the direction of the day. So, imagine that for the first 5 to 10 minutes of your day, you are with God, soaking in God's Word, worshiping God. Your day will begin to fall into place. What I am saying is, nourish a godly mind. So, to make the most of your mind, mental health, and mental metamorphosis, do not believe everything you think. Test every thought. Guard your mind against garbage. Helmet your head. Let God stretch your imagination. Imagine great thoughts. Renew your mind daily with God's Word. Nourish a godly mind. To make the most of your life, to have mental metamorphosis, to enjoy consistent mental health, the fifth thing is, never stop learning. Growing organizations require growing leaders. If you want your organization to grow, you have to grow as a leader. Then you have to develop the leaders around you. Growing families require growing leaders. Proverbs chapter 18 verse 15 says, "Intelligent people are always ready to learn. Their ears are open for knowledge." Proverbs chapter 10 verse 14 says, "The wise store up knowledge." I cannot think of any other thing in scriptures that God tells us to store up. I am not saying there isn't. I just said I could not find one. It says, "Do not store up wealth because you cannot take it with you. But if you store up the right knowledge, it affects your character." You cannot take your car and your career to heaven, but you can take your character to heaven. God says, store up knowledge. Let us pray. Father, please give me an unusual appetite for knowledge in Jesus' name. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.